Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. The dial is set directly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Frank Pacheco's with us. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you know.
Is there any better over there?
What was that?
Is the weather any better over there?
Yeah, but
the weather.
But we're going to wait. It's, yeah. You know what they're doing, Frank? I counted 11 chemtrails in the backyard this morning. It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's sunny, and they decided they were just going to squander it and blow it up. And that, so we were generating about 4 kilowatts of electricity. Now, this early in the morning, it's incredible. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day, and they're going to occlude the sky, you know, the sun. It makes me really angry. And I know what's going to happen. I mark my words, I am not advocating this, but people will figure out a way to stop these jets. And I think people are just going, they're just going to lose their minds after they figured out that these guys are making us sick and they're killing us and they're destroying the plants and everything on the planet. And so people are just going to lose their minds, and they're going to take, they're going to become vigilantes. That's, I'm not advocating it. It's just going to happen. And all the government has to do is just knock it off. Knock it off. Stop messing with everything. You know, I was thinking about this, Frank, this morning. Well, let me mention this. Massive storm in California. Massive. And they're getting, half a year's worth of rain in a day, or more than that in a day. Massive flooding. There's flooding up to the door handles of cars, so the wheels, the engines are submerged. Fortunately, the battery banks of the Teslas are holding them down so the vehicles aren't floating away. Of course, they will all be totally destroyed, all those flooded Teslas and electric vehicles, and I guess that's a good thing. But power grid is down for over a million people. It's really serious. Trees are falling down on power lines. Power lines are down. So it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And this is weather manipulation at its finest. It truly is. It's pulling rain from places where it isn't and putting it where the government wants it. It's pushing and pulling the weather patterns. And they've been doing it for decades. But Frank and I are going to be talking about appliances. Bert is okay. I called him last night. I said, "Bert, are you okay?" And he said, "Hey, I'm in the middle of several catastrophes all at once." I said, "Is there anything I can do?" He said, "No." I said, "Okay, I'll see you." So I just wanted to hear his voice and make sure he was okay because he's in the middle of it. And it's his turn in the box right now, I guess. We all get our turns.
Yeah.
But We have an announcement coming up today in today's class. I think it's going to be during the second hour. Mm-hmm. We'll have a dear friend call in and make an announcement regarding USA Prepares. And, you know, I've gotten some emails about speculation. People are wondering, you know, exactly what. It's like, it's almost like a contest, but we don't have a contest. People are wondering what this announcement is. I'd like to just share one thing with the class. There's a term that I learned in finance back around, maybe 1974, 75. And it's called random walk theory. Random Walk, W-A-L-K, theory. And what this random walk theory says, that if you're looking at the price of a security or stock, you can't necessarily predict what it's going to do based on past performance. Now, some people would say that's absolutely ridiculous. You certainly can predict what it's going to do based on past performance. But here's an example to prove that that is not correct. So, for example, around 1928, the stock market in the United States was going up every day. Every day. So if a man would go into the barbershop, he'd say, what was it like? How was it like shaving a haircut? Yep. So what's new? Oh, well, we're going to buy XYZ stock because it's going to go up. The barber would hear that. The barber would run out or have one of his family run out and buy that stock, borrow the money, buy the stock. And sure enough, it would go up. Everything was going up. Okay. So if it was a dollar today, it was 99 cents the day before. It was 98 cents the day before that, and so forth. So people knew that in their mind that it would keep going up because it went up day after day after day after day. So why wouldn't it go up tomorrow? Well, all of a sudden, Black Friday hit, and boom, the whole thing collapsed. Random walk. Now, please do not read anything into this. So the example that I learned back in the 70s about random walk was, what was a really good example that could trigger a massive turnaround in many things? Well, the death of someone like a head of a state. So everything's going fine, and then some deranged guy pulls out a .22 pistol and shoots President Ford. Or Reagan. These kinds of things have massive, massive impact. And it's something you can't really predict, because you and I, we don't know what is going to happen at that level. So that's a random walk event that triggers a massive change. So I wanted to share that with you, that theory of random walk, so that you know just a little bit more about that. Any questions or comments, Frank?
No, not really. Yeah, obviously. and when it comes to those kind of things, you're definitely the man. But I do like to tell a couple of things. I went to you guys have dollar stores down. I guess they are.
Well, actually, they used to be called dollar stores. Now they're called 50 stores. $50.
Well, the one I went to is still dollar store, and as always, I mean, there's so many things that I do that you come to my mind. Like, for example, I wash my hands, and I used to get a piece of paper towel to clean it. Now I say, oh, no, I shouldn't be doing that. It's kind of weird how, and I am sure as a student when I was, I'm not the only one who, when you put your head to do something, you say, oh, no, that's not the way events are done. And you know something? It's absolutely, beautiful, because I just saved myself a little bit of that paper towel that I would have used in the past to clean my hands after I washed them. So that was funny this weekend. The other one is, I managed to get for a very five little books. I'm going to start my own little thing from the ground up. Yours is 4 feet. Right now, mine is only a quarter of an inch. But it's starting. The reason why is, we've talked about so many things. For example, the dipstick that has the that you can put in the wintertime. We talked about the Wasaga tool, a waggle tool at one time, that to take tools up. I mean, it's just like, and I want to keep track of that, even though I love to go into GCN archives and every now and then listen to different shows. But sometimes it's hard to find the actual little nugget, silver nugget, golden nugget of things that we talk about. So this way it will be in my little book.
Well, yeah, and I use these single subject spiral bound notebooks,
yes,
that Walmart used to sell for 17 cents a piece. So, mm-hmm, I bought cases of them, and I still have them, and I just stacked up higher. Literally, they start on the floor, here in the studio, and they're stacked higher than the studio table by, you know, about a foot higher, so 4 feet tall.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And, Frank, I wanted to mention that we're going to be talking about tools, I guess, today, and used appliances.
Yeah, used appliances again. Last week, Mr. Pacheco couldn't believe that I spent almost 2 hours, well, obviously there's commercial and things like this, talking how to buy a second-hand fridge. Obviously, as you know, I mean, she doesn't really, she knows I'm an appliance repair person, but the knowledge that I share on the radio is a lot of times new to her, too. But class, students, class. Monday, we literally spent a whole hour and a half, whatever, in buying a second-hand fridge. And I thought we had very good points. And today I think we can talk about how to buy maybe a second-hand dryer and a washing machine. So if that's the way you want to go, or do you have any other questions that you may want to go a different route?
That sounds great, because one of the questions I had regarding a washing machine is, last night I was washing my insulated, like it's like a flight suit, and I wear that. Mrs. Finnell and I have each have them, and it's kind of like a jumpsuit. You know, you climb into it and you zipper it from your belt up to your neck, and then you zip the legs down to get this thing on when you have your shoes on. And but it gets muddy going out in the farm, but it keeps our clothes clean, and it's like a jacket plus insulated pants all in one. And I was washing it, and because I don't want it to wear out, I zipped up the zippers so the zippers wouldn't shred the material. As it was just the only thing in the washing machine, agitator washing machine. And I put it on the gentle cycle. First, I got a low amount of water in the tub. Put the detergent in, let the detergent splash around, then for like a minute, because it's powdered detergent, and then I put the jumpsuit in, and then I went into maximum fill mode, and then washed it. Well, I set it on the gentle cycle, so instead of a rapid agitation, it was a gentle agitation. And my question for Frank is, could you explain to our class how does that electric motor have the gentle cycle versus the full speed cycle? And then the other thing I wanted to mention was that when it was all done, it had rinsed and spun dry, but when it spins on the gentle cycle, it doesn't spin anywhere near as fast, and the jumpsuit was soaking wet almost. Well, it didn't, because the centrifugal force was less, because the drum to spin out the water didn't spin out as fast. So if you could talk about those two things, it'd be great, Frank.
Okay, well, I could. Things have changed quite a bit from your machine and motors. But for our class, basically a motor has windings, and the kind of motor that Vince is talking about, the oil-style motors, has what we call a start winding, and then it has run windings, and they're usually, and those run windings could be they're kind of match two and two, so like they're four run windings, but you can add eight run windings, and it's funny, but the more run windings you have, and they have to match, like they always have to be kind of even, the slower the machine goes. So that's a lot of technical, obviously, knowledge for a customer, but for our students, here's a good point.
We'll be right back.
For example,
our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Petitikos, he's in Canada. He's got four decades of experience under his belt as a appliance repair expert. He is also a teacher at the college level about refrigeration systems and appliance repair, etc. So this involves pressures, it involves gases, it involves electricity, it involves forces, levers, timers, electronics. It's a complicated field. Frank, you're talking about motors and how there are different windings that can be used to determine the speed of the electric motor. Is that right?
That's right. But that's the old-fashioned style, and there's a lot of them still out there, and they lasted forever. But we'll continue on. But did you want to add something to that?
So what is the new system?
The new system is for direct drives and a lot of front loaders, which is not the kind of machine that you kind of like too much. But they do pulses, and as a matter of fact, they have a zillion, to be funny, round windings, and a timer decides how many poles, poles like paired poles, will run. So therefore, they can start 4 poles, 8 poles, 16 poles, 32 poles. It's unbelievable when you take a direct drive machine apart and the number of windings that's in the back of them. It's very interesting. You know, Vince, if I could, and I know, is in terms of our civilization going down the appliance field, is just one of the, it would be just a fantastic book. I don't know how to write books, so I'm not going to, but I have experience because I have been 40 years in the field. I have seen so much innovation in the appliance industry, and I mean, computers are obviously in their own set, and as we've talked many times, how they come that you're not going to hold a computer stronger than who went to the moon by your phone, a cell phone, unfortunately. But the same thing for appliances. Let me give you this example that I find it so funny. Okay, let's look at a dryer. When I first went in industry, there were the Maytag dryers. And obviously, a motor goes pretty fast, 1,500 RPM or 1,200 RPM. So that's a lot of speed. However, the dryer drum shouldn't be more than, let's say, 50 RPM, or else your clothes would never dry because it has to go up, the clothes come down. For that to happen, Vince, there were about four or maybe even five pulleys in the back of that dryer with different belts attached to it to take that to 1,500, 1,200 RPM from a basic motor down to 60, okay? So there it is. Then all of a sudden someone said, why do we go with all these pulleys in the back? Why don't we use the drum as the major pulley? And so now you have is this belt that goes around a drum and then through some sort of little mechanism around the motor. So the motor now goes at 1,200 RPM, but the drum, because it's so big and it's being used as a reducing wheel, and look all the money they save. Unfortunately, they save the money, not us.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, Frank, because, Glass, let me describe what Frank
said. Maybe you can explain a little better, yeah.
Yeah, instead of having a shaft supporting the drum, the dryer drum that goes around and around and around slowly, let's say 50 revolutions per minute, something like that, instead of an axle supporting that drum, with pulley reduction after pulley reduction after pulley reduction to get it to, you know, from whatever the motor RPM is,
yeah,
down to 50 RPM. Let's just use the large diameter of the drum itself and just
let the
belt touch the drum, and there's enough surface area for the belt that it's not going to slip. And then all you need is a small pulley on the motor, and you've got it. The whole thing. Now the belt is going to be much longer, but there's only one belt instead of multiple belts.
Fire.
That's a great, great idea. And you know, it lasted so well. I mean, that belt would last 20, 30 years, at least the ones I've seen. And again, we have dryers and we don't use them.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A powerful Pacific storm is continuing to slam the West Coast, with parts of Southern California now under an extreme flash flood risk. The Weather Prediction Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding from Monterey to Los Angeles. The National Weather Service saying the event is going to produce heavy rain, strong winds, high surf, and heavy snow in high elevations over California for the next few days. U.S. gas prices jumped 6 cents this week to a national average of $3.24. Gas analyst Troby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey shares which U.S. cities had the lowest and highest gas prices.
Among the metro areas we surveyed on February 2, Cheyenne is the low at $2.52 for regular, and the highest Los Angeles area, $4.60.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Thanks, Willis. And we're talking about buying a used appliance. Frank, let's continue with that, please. Oh, by the way, class, just a side note. I mentioned that we'll be making an announcement today, and I just got information from Mark in upstate New York, and it's happening. It's happening right this second. So I think you'll be interested to know what this announcement is, but I'm not going to make it. Someone else is going to make it, and rightfully so. So I'm thinking about somewhere maybe next hour. Next hour is when I expect it. Frank, please continue.
students is saying, boy, did I miss something last week? You were explaining how many stations we can listen to the GCN live. That is the beautiful place to go, class students. If you missed last week's class and you wanted to review how to buy second hand fridge, go there. I use it myself all the time to keep up with the different classes that Vince and our instructors have. And so continue with dryers. obviously, as always, as we said last week, if you're buying something secondhand, it's nice to buy a product that you know and trust. And for dryers, there's not a better product than the Whirlpool dryer. They're pretty simple, very repairable. And so if you can find that on Facebook or whatever market is in your area that sells second appliances, including a second-hand appliance shop, I don't want to poo-poo them per se because I had one and you can get good values in them. A brand name is like a Whirlpool. You probably will not find a Maytag, but the oil style Maytag, but they were great, beautiful dryers. For our class and our students who obviously and like to do things with their hands, if perchance you're looking at different dryers, try not to pick one with the controls in the front. Now, those kind of happen when they are part of a stacker. And unfortunately, what happens, you buy a stacker, and please, class students, understand this. You buy a stacker, the dryer lasts two times more than the washing machine. So what you're stuck is a washing machine that's not repairable and a dryer that's beautiful. And that's all. So they, go up for sale on Kijiji, whatever it is. However, the problem with stackers is the controls are in the front. And for our students, okay, they become kind of hard to repair if it ever needed be in the future. So a dryer, controls in the back, as a back panel, is the way you want to go with a second-hand appliance, because there's going to be something happen, and it's so nice to just take four screws from the back and get at the timer, two screws and lift up the lid, and so on and so forth. So that's my recommendation. A name brand, Whirlpool is a good one, Maytag. GE was not bad. but in general, Vince, I want to say, a dryer is not a very complicated appliance, and even our LGs and Samsungs are pretty easy to repair. So don't shy away from them, but use what I've just said to you. If possible to get the controls in the back, the much easier it is to get into the system to repair. And you will need to, because there's elements in there, there's the belt in there, there's the rollers in there, and you can go down the line. But honestly, dryers are not hard to repair. Have you ever had to repair your dryer, Vince?
Probably in the 1960s was the last time I was a child, but I did. And what happened was there's a thermo disc. It's a bimetallic disc that senses the temperature in the flue area to determine how hot
the electric element area. Yeah.
Yeah, in the element area. That's right. And it broke. And what happened was there was no heat whatsoever. A temporary fix would be just bypass that and just put the two wires together. Now, the only problem is the element stays hot like all the time, and you could burn a house down with that.
No, for sure. No.
so you don't want to do that. But I guess that might be if you have a lint-free system and you vacuum all the lint out of the way, it'd be one way of testing it. But there's probably a much better way would be an ohmmeter. But, yeah, that was the only time that we've had a dryer failure of any kind. It just, as you said, last and last and last. And I'm thinking that the dryer, I bought some used, and I've got them just in storage because it came as a set by the washing machine, a top load agitator, Whirlpool. And then the dryer comes with it. People couldn't wait to get rid of them so they get that candy apple red, front load. And what a mess that was. And then they found out that they didn't last worth a darn. And then they missed their old-fashioned-looking top loads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do see what you're saying on Facebook Marketplace. You'll see a washer for sale, half of a set, mm-hmm. because, the other part works fine. But then what happens is I think these people, let's say year one, they buy a new front load set, and one of the units quits, like the washer quits. Mm-hmm. And then they go to buy another washer to match it, and they can't get one because they don't match anymore because they changed the style, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's why, class, if you don't, for you have the room and don't need to have the stackers, then for sure go individually. it's very sad when someone might go on a washing machine for whatever reason, and now I have to spend close. Well, in the market today, go to $2,000-$3,000 to get a pair, and as like you say, Vince, it's very hard to find a washing machine that you can matches and be able to put the dryer on top, because they all come on these little gears. I mean, I'm sure our students could probably adapt a dryer in front of the washing machine. I'm not saying for our students that's rocket science, but for in general, it's hard because that machine is vibrating quite a bit sometimes. And if that dryer is not attached properly on top, it could fly away.
So, Frank, do you think that it makes any sense at all to buy a new washing machine or dryer? Any sense at all? Versus finding a top load type traditional washing machine and a dryer that's the same vintage. Does it make any sense at all to buy a new one?
Well, two answers to that. I'm laughing because obviously I'm in the appliance repair business, so I get. But in general, Vince, no, I don't. It's like, because the most washers and dryers, they're in a basement or they're all in a closet or so on and so forth. So this thing that I need to buy a fridge, to make look nice in my beautiful renovated kitchen no longer applies. So no, it doesn't, Vince. And honestly, because of what I've just said to you, where some one half goes and yet where the other one is still good, no, I would. I would buy a second-hand machine in a spot. But, of course, that's why we're here today, is to make sure that second-hand machine, it's worth $100 or $200, which is the average that you should pay for a second-hand dryer. You can get them for free sometimes. But I wouldn't go more than that.
All right, so what do we look for? So let's say we're going to buy a used.
So look, the things that obviously last time we talked about a fridge and we can plug it in and all this jazz, but a dryer uses 240 volts, basically because of the element. But believe it or not, there's three in the cord. There's 120 volts, 240 volt pins. And so half of the dryer works on 120 volts. That's the motor, all the controls. And then you have 240 volts to work for the element. So again, let's go down the line. As I said before, if you doing a search and you find a Whirlpool dryer, take it right away. That's how much I trust those things, and they're really well built. I love the design of the lint screen on top, not inside the door. Very repairable. Still lots of parts for them. Okay, so that's the thing. Now when you go to the to wherever who's selling that, the next thing you want to go is obviously see it and look at it. So a couple of things to look for. Okay, so you're going to open that door right away. So, well, the first thing you want to do is to make sure that the controls are in the back, but you've already made that decision because you saw it on whatever marketplace you saw. So the controls are in the back. Say, good, good, Frank. That's what Frank says. In the front, it's hard to repair. The next thing, so you go there. So the next thing you do is you're going to open that front door. Now, dryers for safety purposes have what we call a door switch. So just open that door gently and close it. And put your ears to it. You should be hearing a click, okay? Now, there's a, like I said, there's a door switch in the front for safety so children don't get inside and things like that. But when that door switch goes, most people think that the dryer is kaput. The motor's burned, blah, 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 and because it stops everything, eh, Vince? So make sure that at least that part is working. Now, the other thing...
So, Frank, I think what I just heard is, I don't know the cost of a door safety switch, but let's say $10, $15, something like that.
No more than
yourself,
that.
Right? More than that?
No more than that.
Oh, no more than that. Okay. That being the case, class, what Frank is saying is that if that safety switch does not operate properly, the machine will not spin the drum.
Yeah.
And it's designed to do that. So
that's
what Frank
right.
is saying is most people would say, honey, we got to get a new dryer. You can see it doesn't work, right? So we got
Yep.
Oh, Frank, I can't believe how many $10, $12 parts that I've replaced multi-thousand-dollar machines come right back to life for $10 to $12. It's amazing.
Vince, that was the happiest time of my life when I could take an old machine and make it work for such a small amount of money.
Yes, yes. All right, when we come back, let's share some more of the things to look for. So, class, a clothes dryer, an electric clothes dryer, 240 volts. But half of it runs on 120 volts. That's the motor and the controls.
You can cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So in class, I mentioned Random Walk earlier in this broadcast hour. And it's going to relate to the announcement that we will be making. And you'll see what I'm talking about in just a minute. Well, not a minute, but soon. You'll be hearing the relationship to USA Prepares and a Random Walk event. Frank, you're talking about the dryers and you talk about the door switch. What else, and the controls, what else should we be looking for when we buy a used dryer to make sure that it's going to last?
As we're sitting here on my break, for the students, what I want to say, and you probably think, so, well, why don't I just repair my own dryer that I have at home? Because obviously, almost, except for you, Vince, we should state that one of the reasons why you haven't done any repairs to your dryer since 1961 is because what do you do? How you dry your clothes? I so much imagine you're at home, your kitchen with these clothes lying in these are in your clothes.
Well, it is in the kitchen. But, Frank, what I did was, we have like a laundry room, and in the laundry room there's a washer and a dryer. But because we don't use the dryer, I took in some, I hung some EMT. It's a 3/4 inch, light duty electrical metallic conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And I hooked it from one wall to the other wall at a height where I can just put a clothes hanger and shirts can hang from it and, you know, not touch the countertop just below it. And because of that, every time I don't use the dryer, I probably save about $1 worth of electricity.
Yes.
So a dollar a day in times 365 days a year. That may sound like a lot, but people do their laundry. If you have a farm, you get dirty clothes all the time. That's just the way it is. So $1 a day, well, let's just say roughly $400 worth of electricity a day, a year, we save by not using a dryer. Just the electricity cost, if we had to pay for it.
Yeah.
10 years, that's $4,000 in 10 years.
Yes.
That's $8,000 in 20 years, and we're going on 19 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost $8,000 worth of electricity. That's an enormous amount that we have avoided. So that's the reason. And the other thing is that all the clothes last longer. Now, if a guest came here and, you know, wanted to use a bath towel, you know, it would have all the softness of a piece of cardboard. I mean, I could swat flies with it. It's so hard. But, you know, when it dries in place, I'm exaggerating. But what does happen is the clothes last a lot longer. The towels last longer. The blue jeans last longer. Everything lasts longer. Because that lint in the dryer used to be your T-shirts, your shirts, your blue jeans, your socks. That's what it used to be, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, Vince, I have to take, like, a little shopping bag full of lint from the from everything, not just from the dryer, but from the dryer, the vent, and so on and so forth. I've always wondered why someone hasn't really invented a way of taking that lint and you know, like the sheep's wool.
Yeah, well, I have the answer. I have the answer.
You have?
Okay. I do.
God, I'm glad. Okay, go
so you just sell it as fire starter. You know?
What?
Well, people have trouble starting a fire, right?
Yeah.
So you have this loose fibers, you know, of cotton. It'll all burn, and it's a fire starter, probably one of the problems is some of it has, you know, polyester and, you know, other plastics in it, so it's not good to do. But I'm sure it's certainly better than selling pet rocks, right?
But I haven't forgotten the question. We're definitely going to go back. But students, a fire in a dryer, I've seen quite a number. So it's no joke that whenever you can, and as I said, if your controls are in the back, it's so easy to get in there and clean that lint. Because what happens is if you don't, then there's an actual heater that glows red hot. And the what Vince says as a fire starter, when lint catches on fire, it can produce so much smoke that it's actually scary. There's never really that intense fire, kind of like flame fire, but it just smolders and to the point that a number of my people have, my customers, would have called a fire department because they don't know where it's coming from and they don't know what to do about it. So obviously...
And how many of them might say, instead of, if they didn't know about you, how many of them would have said, honey, the dryer's on fire, just get a new one. I'll bet that happens. I bet it does. All right, we're going to be back with Frank, hour number two, and this will be the, during this hour, we'll have the announcement. Frank, what else will we be talking about? Besides dryers.
There's a couple more little points about fixing dryer. We can talk about the washing machines. We can talk about your problem that you're having.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.